Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of September 18th, 2020. The International Coastal Cleanup is upon us this Saturday. The Port Townsend area's check-in spot is the Marine Science Center, specifically the museum entrance out at Fort Worden State Park's waterfront. That's where you can get directions to the beach locations, as well as some trash bags to get out there and make the marine environment safer for all creatures. The beach cleanup starts at 9:30 Saturday morning, and you can participate any time after that up until 1:30 in the afternoon. For details, visit the Port Townsend Marine Science Center online at ptmsc.org. For the bigger picture, the website is coastsavers.org. Naturally, if you can't make it on Saturday to the official cleanup, consider toting a collection bag or three on your next beach walk. Also this Saturday, you can catch folk artist Del Rey in concert. Kenyon Hall in West Seattle is presenting her show online at 7:45 that night. You can plan on Del Rey loading an entire band into her ukulele, along with blues, rags, tunes from the early 20th century, and her signature humor. Del Rey will be in all of her glory on YouTube, and you can find the link on kenyonhall.org. Her show will go out into the world Saturday evening, and then it will stay available on YouTube for 1 week. Centrum's Communiversity returns this coming Monday evening. Photographer Richard Ross, recipient of Fulbright and Guggenheim Fellowships, among many other awards, focuses his lens on the American juvenile justice system. He will talk about his life's work and how he aims for his photography to be a catalyst for change during this online event. It starts at 5:30 on Monday night, and you would need to order a ticket well in advance at centrum.org. And we're in the home stretch in the run-up to the Port Townsend Film Festival, rolling out online September 24th through October 4th. All access passes and six-packs are available now, and the single tickets will go on sale when the festival starts next Thursday morning. You can visit the event website and watch all of the trailers you want. So far, a couple that have caught my eye are Born Into the Gig, about the grown children of famous musicians, and Fandango at the Wall, about the music festival that happens in San Diego and Tijuana on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Then you might also take a look at what's offered in the five shorts programs during the festival. These include collections of short films around a theme, such as Characters with Character and Good Nature. Once you've gotten your pass, you can get cozy and spread out your selections during the 10 days of the festival. The destination? ptfilmfest.com. And that is it for What's Out There this week. Thanks for listening to KPTZ. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz.